Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Copenhagen, Denmark, parliamentary hearing condemns forced organ harvesting. German newspaper reports on group practicing Falun Gong in a park. Ontario, Canada, Falun Gong warmly welcomed at York Regional Police event. Twice imprisoned, woman on trial again for her faith, calls for end of persecution. Turkey, raising awareness of the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. And Auckland, New Zealand, Falun Dafa welcomed at International Cultural Festival. Now for the stories.
Copenhagen, Denmark. Parliamentary hearing condemns forced organ harvesting. All nine parties of the Danish Parliament, Folketing, held a hearing on April 5, 2018, to discuss China's forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. The members of Parliament opposed the unethical practice and agreed to consider human rights issues in future trade and economic cooperation with China. Back in February, several Parliament members from the Danish People's Party asked the Minister for Foreign Affairs about the government's position regarding the suppression of Falun Gong in China, especially organ harvesting from living practitioners in China. The Danish People's Party had previously asked the Cabinet of Denmark about the issue and discussed it, but this was the first parliamentary hearing during which the human rights abuses against Falun Gong practitioners in China were highlighted. Claus Hansen from the People's Party, the second largest party in Parliament, said that today's discussion was different from normal topics debated in the Parliament because it involved the detention of random people by regimes and dictatorships, as well as the torture and killing of civilians. The fact that people seem to be subjected to systematic imprisonment, subsequent medical investigation followed by execution, to eventually being cut up and having selected organs sold to the highest bidder is simply so incomprehensible that I really lack words. And apparently that's happening in China. He said that such crimes are happening to practitioners in China. Anders Samuelsen, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, said, "According to human rights groups, the persecution of individual practitioners of Falun Gong continues to be monitored, and they are detained arbitrarily, arrested and judged, and subjected to physical and mental abuse." He said that the Danish government is constantly following the human rights situation in China closely, and that the situation is being discussed continuously with China. "I would like to emphasize that the government finds outright that the situation of practitioners of Falun Gong being arrested and subjected to abuse worrying." He added, "The government intends to continually raise the human rights question to improve the human rights situation in China." Claus Hansen announced a joint proposal for adoption from the Danish People's Party, Red Green Alliance, and the Alternative. He said, "The Parliament calls on China to respect the fundamental human rights of its people and stop the persecution of democracy activists, unionists, and national and religious minorities, including Falun Gong, Tibetans, Christians, and Uyghurs. At the same time, the Parliament takes note of the criticism raised by China for human rights. Regarding violent organ harvesting, we call for China to immediately stop the use of bodies from persons who have not freely registered as organ donors. The Parliament calls for all cooperation between Chinese and Danish health institutions to be suspended until China has implemented transparent and credible organ transplant practices."
German newspaper reports on group practicing Falun Gong in a park. The German newspaper Lunen reported on Falun Gong practitioners doing the exercises together in Lippe Park in the city of Ruhr with a full-page spread on April 11, 2018. The Lunen website featured a video report headlined "Unusual Sight in Lippe Park." The Lunen report read, in part, "Spring Meditation in Lippe Park. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are the basic principles of Falun Gong, first introduced in China in 1992. Falun Gong revisits millennia-old knowledge from Buddhism and Taoism. Today, Falun Gong is practiced in more than 100 countries around the world. Alexander, who works in a courthouse, said in his interview, "When I was writing master's thesis, I needed to be quiet. I started to learn to meditate and became interested in it, but also had some doubts. I finally found the answer in Falun Gong. Although I am not able to find time to practice it every day, I experience inner peace through practicing." My colleagues often said, "Alexander, you have become so calm now. It must be due to your practicing. Would you like to teach us?" Falun Gong benefits me and others. This is one of the main reasons why I practice Falun Gong. Andreas, a bank employee, said, "I'm a bank clerk. The work is stressful, so I am always looking for ways to eliminate stress. Then I came into contact with Falun Gong. After 10 years of practicing, I feel I have more energy. At the same time, I have a positive outlook. The work itself seems easier, and the outcomes seem so much better. This is why I practice Falun Gong." Sadrina always smiles when speaking. She said in an interview, "The principles of Falun Gong are truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I have always wanted to be a better person. I have always looked for wisdom. After I read the Falun Gong books, I said to myself, 'Wow, this is what I've been looking for.' Falun Gong has made me a calm and helpful person. For example, in the past, when others were not good to me, I would immediately raise my voice and try to get back at them. Now, by practicing Falun Gong, I am no longer like that. I can stay calm and considerate of others. I used to have asthma, low blood sugar, and other health problems. A week or two after I started practicing Falun Gong, they all disappeared." Another practitioner interviewed was Haifeng Guo, an electrical engineer involved in German manufacturing. On the weekends, he comes to meditate in nature. He said, "My family and I moved to Ruhr in 2012. I like Ruhr and its natural beauty. Today is the first Sunday of spring. It is warm and the sun is out. Listening to peaceful music and doing the exercises is a very happy thing. I have been practicing Falun Gong for 23 years. We do the exercises in Lippa Park on Sundays. Practicing keeps me calm and gives me energy."
Ontario, Canada, Falun Gong warmly welcomed at York Regional Police event. Falun Gong practitioners were invited to take part in the 16th International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination held by the York Regional Police. The annual event held this year on April 9, 2018, showcases the tremendous cultural diversity of the York area, a large metropolitan community north of Toronto. The day's events included live performances, ethnic foods, and educational displays. Many visitors stopped by the Falun Gong booth, interested in learning more about this traditional spiritual practice from China. Quite a few participants learned the Falun Gong exercises from the practitioners. Falun Gong, a mind-body cultivation practice taught in China since 1992, is now practiced by people in over 100 countries and regions throughout the world. In 1999, the Chinese regime started a campaign to persecute Falun Gong practitioners, and the persecution is still ongoing in China. Celebrating International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination has become a local tradition in the York area over the past 16 years, and a large number of local groups participate in the event. York Regional Police have the goal of stimulating communication and understanding among the various ethnic groups in the community. Falun Gong practitioners have been active participants for many years and have developed a good rapport with the York Regional Police. The support for Falun Gong showed by the York Regional Police stands in stark contrast to what occurs in China, where Falun Gong practitioners are routinely arrested, interrogated, and imprisoned by the police. The York Regional Police Chief attended the event with elected and other municipal officials. The police chief stopped at the Falun Gong booth to shake hands and greet the practitioners. He thanked everyone for participating in the event. One police inspector who was glad to see Falun Gong practitioners at the event condemned the Chinese regime's persecution of Falun Gong, noting that such persecution is not allowed in Canada. He added that the police are there to protect the community and practitioners' rights and belief. Officer Arenas has a very positive impression of Falun Gong because of practitioners actively taking part in community events for the past many years. Arenas said that such active participation brings the community together and means a lot towards maintaining the tradition of Canada's diverse culture. Mr. Ridgey from Markham told the practitioners that he was amazed by the powerful energy field when they demonstrated the exercises. He left his contact information and offered to provide the practitioners with a place to teach Falun Gong to people in his community. Mr. Liu from China, now studying in Canada, stopped by the Falun Gong booth to pick up some literature. He wanted to learn more about Falun Gong and thanked the practitioners for the information. Liu had spoken with practitioners at other Falun Gong events around the world and understands how the persecution in China is wrong. He said that Falun Gong practitioners are very different from the propaganda shown in China's media.
Twice imprisoned, woman on trial again for her faith calls for end of persecution. Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, is a traditional spiritual discipline that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since July 1999. Ms. Wang Jiyu credits Falun Gong for returning her to health and improving her quality of life. However, her simple pursuit of happiness landed her in police custody multiple times. She was sentenced to 5 years in 2001 and 3.5 years in 2012 for refusing to renounce Falun Gong. Between her two imprisonments, she served 2 years of forced labor from 2007 to 2009. Despite her lengthy incarceration, Ms. Wang continued practicing and talking to people about Falun Gong after each release. She was last arrested on November 24, 2017, and faced trial on March 30, 2018. The hearing was held at Pudong Detention Center, where she remains since her last arrest. Ms. Wang's lawyer condemned the persecution and demanded his client's acquittal. He also alluded to her past imprisonment and said, "Why is she still practicing Falun Gong? Doesn't it show that Falun Gong is good?" He then elaborated on how the charges against his client were baseless. The prosecutor alleged that Ms. Wang intended to overthrow the Chinese Communist Party, citing copies of the publication Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party, confiscated from her home. Ms. Wang's lawyer countered that the book contained nothing but facts about the ruling party and that his client's possession of that book caused no harm to anyone, much less does it undermine law enforcement. The prosecutor then said that Ms. Wang disturbed social order by wearing a helmet at the time of her arrest. The lawyer argued that his client would of course have a helmet on as she was riding a bike that day. He questioned the prosecutor, asking him to explain how an elderly woman wearing a helmet was breaking any law. He had no answer, and some spectators in the courtroom couldn't help but chuckle. Ms. Wang remarked that she had been suffering from high blood pressure for 4 straight weeks leading up to her court appearance. Her 2 daughters cried when they saw their once energetic mother appearing weak and forced to wear handcuffs and shackles during the entire hearing.
Turkey, raising awareness of the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Falun Dafa practitioners in Antakya, Turkey, held an event and signature drive on March 10, 2018, to raise awareness about the persecution of the practice in China. Antakya is an ancient city, also known as the City of Tolerance. The residents of Antakya showed great interest in Falun Dafa, and when they heard about the ongoing persecution in China, they expressed their concern and signed the petition, condemning it without hesitation. Over the course of the day, 134 signatures were collected. Many passers-by wanted to learn the exercises, and nearby shop owners also showed great interest in Falun Dafa and in learning the exercises. Children also participated. Arzu, who works as a security officer at a private company, was very interested in Falun Dafa and learned the exercises from practitioners. She was sad to hear about practitioners being tortured in China and immediately signed the petition to help stop the persecution. Sivan, a nurse who works at a private hospital, stopped when she saw practitioners doing the exercises and asked for more information. A practitioner introduced the practice to her and told her about the persecution and the Chinese regime's forced organ harvesting from living Falun Dafa practitioners for profit. After hearing this, she said, "People should be free to practice what they believe. The organ harvesting in China has to stop." She then showed her support by signing the petition. Nejla had just seen the Free China documentary and came to the activity to get more information about Falun Dafa. "I did not know that China used such violence on its own people," she commented.
Auckland, New Zealand. Falun Dafa welcomed at International Cultural Festival. The Auckland International Cultural Festival 2018, held on April 8th at Mount Roskill War Memorial Hall, featured a wide array of cultural experiences. Waist drum performances and exercise demonstrations by the Falun Dafa group on the event stage inspired interest in the ancient Chinese practice for mind and body. At the Falun Dafa booth, many festival goers stopped to learn the exercises. Practitioners also taught visitors how to fold paper lotus flowers, a symbol of endurance and purity in Chinese culture. Visitor Louise said she has practiced several Qigong systems for over 10 years, but she often lacks energy and feels cold. She was happy to hear that Falun Dafa books and exercise instructions are available for free on the internet. She said, "I will definitely learn Falun Dafa. I will tell my mother about it too." Tani said she liked Chinese culture and talked about how Chinese people were involved in the New Zealand gold rush in the 19th century. She was appalled upon hearing about the brutality of the persecution of Falun Dafa in China, especially the forced organ harvesting atrocities. Sammy and Kara, two staff members at the event, said they enjoyed the practitioners' stage performances. Sammy said, "I love their golden uniforms. That shining color is like sunshine. Really fantastic." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.